This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 19th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast, and we were talking about climate change and, you know, Jane Fonda, she went to Washington, got arrested. That Sam Waterstone, I think, used to be on Law and Order. I mean, these are some old-timers going and claiming that we got to put an end to fossil fuels. And Kim made a good point. You know, they never tell us what they would use the tax money supposedly for, except to penalize people using energy. I mean, it's really incredible. I told you last week that I watched the movie Idiocracy, and it's never been more funny than it is right now. But Natural News ran a story this past week. The climate change hoax has collapsed. A devastating series of research papers has just been published revealing that human activity can account for no more than 0.01 degrees Celsius rising global temperatures, meaning that all the human activity targeted by radical climate change alarmists, combustion engines, airplane flights, diesel tractors, has virtually no measurable impact on the temperature of the planet. Finnish scientists spearheaded the research, releasing a paper entitled "No Experimental Evidence for the Significant Anthropogenic Climate Change." Now, I know everyone's heard that this happened, right? I mean, mainstream media's hasn't stopped reporting on this report as of yet, correct? The paper explains that IPCC analysis of global temperatures suffers from a glaring error, namely failure to account for influences of low cloud cover and how it impacts global temperatures. Natural variations in low cloud cover, which are strongly influenced by cosmic radiation's ability to penetrate Earth's atmosphere due to variations in the strength of our planet's magnetosphere, account for nearly all changes in global temperature, the research explains. As the chart reveals, more cloud cover is inversely related to temperature. In other words, clouds shield the surface of the Earth from the sun, providing shade, cover, cooling, while a lack of clouds result in more warming. So again, this report came out, and you would think that, you know, if mainstream media didn't have a bias, if they wasn't holding on to the steering wheel and trying to direct the information and their propaganda into a certain direction, then they would report on stuff like that. But they don't, because the mainstream media in America, and we all know why and we all know who, is as biased. And, you know, all the Project Veritas information that's come out, which, you know, is barely getting reporting on, other than people like Fox News. I mean, it's just obviously in your face. We all knew it. We all knew it had that they were, that CNN was so biased, and we all know why. They're not telling you the why, but I mean, this intentional, constant propagandizing of American society has resulted into the Sodom and Gomorrah that we're living in today. I mean, if you couple, and I've got some statistics here I'm going to share with you shortly, but if you couple all of the violent crime we suffer through, the destruction of the family, which I was glad that Georgia wanted to talk about that last week, because I mean, that is so destructive for our future generations. And what we're handing off to our children is just horrible, what has happened on all of our watch, you know, and on our parents' watch, for that matter. And here comes a blaring example. Here's a good place to put it. Let's go ahead and play the Mark Dice video. And this is going to be, yeah, you got to hear this one. This is going to be discussing, of all things, pronoun day. Here we go, Mark Dice.
Yesterday, Twitter created a self-fulfilling prophecy by artificially placing Pronouns Day into the top spot on the trending module, thus encouraging liberal lunatics to start tweeting about it, creating an artificial feedback loop, thinking that it was the number one trend because they were tweeting about it. All of this was done to create the false impression that it's totally normal for somebody to not identify as either a man or a woman, but as one of the other 58 different gender identities.
I use they and them as my pronouns, and when someone uses they and them as my pronouns, I feel like that person is listening to me. That person cares about me, and that person wants to have a conversation with me.
I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to see you. I don't even want to live on the same planet as you, sir. As I detailed in my last book, Liberalism Find a Cure, if you own a business in New York City and use the wrong pronoun when addressing one of your employees, for example, if they identify as a dragon, and you call him a him or refer to him as he, you can be fined $250,000 for discrimination. So many people find this hard to believe that Snopes did a fact check on it, but instead of rating it true, they misleadingly labeled it a mixture. But if you actually read the details, they do admit that if you do refer to somebody using the wrong pronouns, if you're a business owner or a landlord, if it's on purpose, then you'll get a fine. But if it's an accident, didn't really mean to, and you apologize, then you won't get a fine. The Democrat candidates for president never miss an opportunity to cater to the crazies and virtue signal that they're on their side, and a handful of them tweeted out support for Pronouns Day. Pocahontas tweeted, "Every person deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and that starts with using correct pronouns. I'm Elizabeth. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. I'll keep fighting to build an America where everybody feels seen and respected. Hashtag Pronouns Day." As I have previously reported, Pocahontas added her preferred pronouns to her Twitter bio several months ago now, which is a clear clue that somebody is crazy. And I predicted that the other candidates would soon follow suit. And of course, they did. Kamala Toe Harris, who introduced herself with her preferred pronouns at a CNN circus last week, added them to her Twitter bio. So did Pete Buttigieg. And so did Cory Booker, which I'm sure surprises many that he identifies as a man. Even Tom Steyer, my new favorite presidential candidate since Eric Swalwell dropped out, added them to his bio too. 2020 Democrats recognize Pronouns Day. A police department in Cheshire, England posted this video encouraging people to use the right pronouns, because over in England you'll probably get arrested if you don't.
Today is International Pronouns Day, which is a day particularly important to people who identify as transgender or gender non-conforming. Being misgendered can have a huge impact on somebody and their personal well-being. It also can be used as a form of abuse for somebody, and that just isn't right. Today is about raising awareness, getting people to have conversations, and understanding why it is so important to understand the pronouns that somebody wishes to be used for them. Have a good day.
I must have woke up in the Twilight Zone today, because even Dictionary.com is promoting the wrong use of the plural pronoun they as a singular for those who are, quote, non-binary. It's Pronouns Day. How to use they, them, and theirs respectfully. I mean, what's next? Are they going to start advertising menstruation products to men? Oh, wait, what's this?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, bud?
I think I got my period. Let me help you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to get you on there.
Do you have a tampon?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Today, the liberal pathogen is infecting almost everything. Kaiser Permanente released a commercial for insurance that promotes drag queen story hour. If the Democrats get back into power, all of these crazy ideas they're promoting online are going to become law. As Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture, and they're changing the culture. And soon, if we don't stop them, they're going to change the laws. If they get their way, not only will we all be banned from social media, but we'll also be going to jail. So it's time to stand up and speak out against these people right now. To help spread the word and support my channel, order your Liberalism Find a Cure shirt from MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below. And of course, it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And this shirt also comes in two different styles. If you don't want to get the one with the big, bold graphic on the front, there's also another one with a much smaller version sort of off to the side, like a company logo as well. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.
Wow. All right, there you have it. Pronouns Day. And I know you couldn't see it, and you should go and watch it. But that was that little segment there where it was playing music after the boy came in. It was a boy went up to his dad and said, "I think I have my period." And then they were trying to find a tampon for him. I mean, really think about this. What they're trying to do, and maybe I should take out the word trying, what they're doing is they're equating misgendering someone as abuse. They're equating misgendering someone, the use of the wrong pronoun that this person wants to be identified as, like you're some sort of mind reader, right? As violence. It's violence to that person if, you know, they're 6'3", got a beard, but they want to be called her. All right? That's violence to them. And just like the story, which I didn't actually finish it, from Ungrate, where they're strengthening the criminality if you do this, if you use the incorrect pronoun. I mean, just to say that sounds like total insanity. And now you see the Democrats. I'm not sure how he pronounced butt egg. Is what I always thought it was. Not really. I thought it was bougie. But anyway, and they're successfully doing this. They're ramping up the criminality if you use the wrong pronoun, if you use speech that no one would even consider to be anything like really hate speech. They're equating telling the truth and claiming that that's hate speech. If you tell an illegal alien in New York City, "Hey, you're an illegal alien," that's hate speech now and a $250,000 fine. Now, we are moving into some, and maybe this is all a good thing. Maybe this is what it'll take to wake up the masses. I mean, you know, Ken and I were talking before the broadcast about the Trump rally. And when you think about the fact that 20,000 people show up and like 30,000 people can't even get in, that's something that I've never seen in my lifetime. And that tells me, even though, you know, I'm super let down in a lot of ways by Donald Trump, and I've certainly shared that with you, and you've shared it with me, and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it is forcing people to maybe get involved in politics and pay more attention than they ever have. And now the fact that, you know, Antifa comes out and beats people up in the streets, and of course the police stand down, and they're the legitimate military on the ground of the communists. And simultaneously, you're seeing this total insanity with regards to transgenders and homosexuals. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I understand there's no policeman in the bedroom. These homosexuals and stuff can do whatever they want to, but that's never enough. That's not the goal. The goal is for this flamboyant Pee Wee Herman to be in your face everywhere you look, for degeneracy to be popular, for degeneracy to be the new normal. And all of these politicians that are going along with this and promoting this are all part of the destruction of any kind of healthy society. Throughout history, you have never been able to have a degenerate, hedonistic society be a success. So we're a society rotting from the inside out. And we've got a mainstream media and a bunch of sellout, traitorous politicians that are fanning the flames. Now, back to the story that I didn't finish, was from the Daily Mail, which now gay hate crimes mean at least 6 months in jail or up to 6 years in jail. The instructions released yesterday by the judge led sentencing counsel, the statutory body that recommends punishment levels, means transgender hate offenses will receive much harsher sentences than domestic burglaries. So, in Ungrate, you'll get more time in jail if you say something mean to a transgender than if someone comes and robs your house. It comes after police figures reveal reports of hate crimes soaring last year, with transgender hate crimes up 37% from the year before. Mr. Justice Julian Goose of the council said the guidelines would help the courts take a consistent approach to sentencing of the offenses, adding public order is essential for the safe functioning of society, and the laws seek to protect the public from behavior which undermines this. Really, they're so concerned over an ungrate that they want to stiffen the penalties against transgenders that's having speech directed to them that may be offensive. All the while flooding the country out, and they've got it's an epidemic of stabbings and acid thrown in their face because of this rush to multiculturalism simultaneously with political correctness. But none of that are they going to address. They just pretend that that's not even happening, tell the public to sit down, shut up, you're just a racist. But you go to jail longer for saying something mean to someone transgender than if people come and rob your house. So anyway, transgenders and homosexuals are a privileged class. To access their privilege, they simply have to claim they belong to a privileged class. That's really the bottom line. You know, they've created this, everything's a privileged class. Everything's a protected class. You know, unless you're white heterosexual Christian. Everything is a protected class with stiffer penalties. They're special. And you're not supposed to say anything mean lest you shall be going to jail. Well, we're coming up on the first break, and I tell you what, we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Also, I wanted to say support RBN, support the work of John Statmiller, the network, the staff, like Ken, doing a great job. He really did a great job last week on the Georgia Peach interview. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the store. Go there, check out the store. Christmas is going to be coming up, but I don't ask for donations to this broadcast. I ask that you donate to RBN if you like this broadcast to help keep the network on the air. 1-800-313-9443. I told you I was going to give you out some numbers. The Daily Caller ran a story this past week. Non-citizens made up 64% of all federal arrests in 2018, despite making up only 7% of the population. How about that? Let me say that again. Non-citizens, people that's here that's not a citizen, so illegal alien, made up 64% of all federal arrests in 2018, despite making up only 7% of the population. 7% of the population is non-citizens. So, you know, that 11 million has went out the window a long time ago. Coming back to the phones, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to go to Daniel in BC, then we got David in Iowa coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Daniel, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, pretty good. I wanted to plug a video channel that I had to move over to BitChute because the old people at the ADL didn't like it and took it off YouTube. It's called the Winslow Leach channel on BitChute. So if you Google or DuckDuckGo, BitChute Winslow Leach, it's WINSLOW-LEACH. I got some great videos. I was hoping, I know Michael from New York. I haven't heard him for a while, but he used to do kind of a kamikaze-style phone call where he'd just play a video. I don't know if you'll let me do that, but I've got one that's only a minute 30. If you'll let me just play it and let you take the next caller, or I could just talk or whatever you like.
What's it about, Daniel?
It's about APAC. It's called APAC Explained for the Goyim.
It's clean? No bad language?
Nope.
All right, go ahead and play.
RBN friendly. Okay, here you go. All right, thanks.
This is sacred Israel. The Jewish state is in a dangerous neighborhood under constant threat of rockets, terrorists, and those seeking its destruction. Israel relies on its big America to confront all challenges it faces. Guarantee that the United States intends to stand by Israel in total control of their continent.
Hey, Daniel.
APEC focuses exclusively on strengthening the U.S.-Israel relationship. Israel's security is too important to only control one party. We control both parties to ensure Democrats and Republicans come together to keep Israel safe. APEC members nationwide, which includes Americans of all ages, faiths, and races, totally bribed and blackmailed senators and representatives to ensure that we control America for Israel. We influence American policy by totally controlling it. This ensures that no matter which party is in power, those consensus in Israel's security is more important than American interests. You can make a difference. Talk to an APEC staff member or visit our website to learn more about how you can help keep Israel safe, strong, and secure. To hell with the filthy goyim.
Okay,
Daniel, it was just a little bit hard to hear, but tell everyone again, because we're coming up on a break, tell everyone again where they can find that and the name of it, if you would like.
Sure, it's bitchute.com, and it's Winslow Leach, WinslowLeach, and that's a channel, and there's about five or six videos there. One of them is about... It's Christopher Bolin, the 9/11 researcher, and it's about just about 2 hours long. That's the one with the most views, and it has him doing one of his speeches, but it's set to pictures of the people that he's talking about. So you know how some people won't actually sit and watch a video where it's just a guy sitting and talking. This one has visuals to go along with it. So it's a good way to learn about, you know, who pulled off 9/11, who helped try to cover it up. And when I first uploaded this on YouTube, I got flagged by all kinds of people. But the people that did take my channel down, it was all about the Sandy Hook shootings. And the guy that just sued James Fetzer was the guy that took my YouTube channel down. So I still have all those videos. I'm going to upload them to BitChute one of these days. I think the time is right for people to really learn what happened if they don't know already. So I'll leave you with that.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thanks. I'll check that out. And we've got just a few seconds here before we go to break. We'll come back with David in Iowa, Frank in North Carolina, Paul in New Jersey. But I wanted to say, he mentioned Michael in New York. I've not heard Michael anywhere in a long time.
Yeah, I was kind of... I hope the ADL didn't get him.
Yeah,
I've
wondered about that, because I know other shows that he called into, and actually, I called his number, I don't know, time flies, probably 6-8 weeks ago, and it was still there, and I left a message, but I didn't hear back from him, which was... It was very odd, too. So Michael's been calling in the whole time I've been on RBN. So anyway, all right, hey, thank you so much, Daniel. We're coming up on a break. We'll come back. David in Iowa, Frank, Paul, 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to David in Iowa. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, fair enough. I was listening to the Georgia Peach last week. It's pretty impressive. In fact, I called in late and I didn't get through. Anyway, I was wondering, I sent you in what I call my Israel packet about a month ago. A priority mailer. I was wondering if you got that. Iowa from David from Iowa.
I do. I've got it right here, and I've looked through all that, and I still get actually, even though Tex isn't doing the broadcast anymore. But some of the information you'd sent that Tex Mars had put out, I'd seen, but some of the other I had not. So I really do. I really do appreciate that.
The one on Fred Luchter. That's the one I like.
Yes.
That's an awesome piece. I called in about Elena Freeland, Under the Government Sky, that book.
Yes, I'm not familiar with that book.
Under an Ionized Sky by Elena Freeland. That's probably the best government expose book ever written. That book is mind-boggling. It tells you all about nanoparticles and the things you're putting in the air and everything. It's just awesome.
Say that again. I want to write that down.
Under an Ionized Sky, I-O-N-I-Z-E-D, Arthur Elena, E-L-A-N-A, Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D.
Okay,
that's the most unboring book I've ever read.
Interesting. I may have to look into that. I heard R.J. yesterday talking about he had found a book on Plum Island, and I thought that was interesting. I didn't get to catch the title of that book, but I wrote that down. I'll look into that. I appreciate that.
Another thing, Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I played the clips a couple of weeks ago. Chuck Baldwin was talking about that, and then I played some of the Need to Know. Know More News with Adam Green. I played some of that probably more like about a month ago. So yeah, there's a lot of evidence out there that's true, and I think Chuck Baldwin's kind of leading the way on that at the moment.
I like him. Ivanka converted to Judaism when she married what's his name, Jared then.
Kushner.
These people wear red strings on their wrists telling you that they're Kabbalists. I heard somebody talk about that on the radio.
They
wear red strings on their wrists.
Well, you know, when you look into that religion, and of course when you look into the Talmud and what's really in it, I mean, people are just... And I was unaware. I was unaware. You know, Tex Mars kind of opened my eyes to all that. But I was totally unaware of what this religion that they study, what it really is at the core. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah. There's a couple other things. My solution to these two... Trump's biggest problem is a Zionist. We know that. But for the troops should be brought home from all over the world, put on our southern border, seal the border, and build a wall. And they'd say, yes, sir, we can have that done in about 6 months. And if the Mexican cartels or their troops want to play a little basketball practice, they can do that with our troops. As far as China goes, here's my solution. Trump come on next week and say, we have suspended completely forever trade with China, both directions. We don't have anything to do with them anymore. See what they think of that little item.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. There is solutions to these problems. They just don't want these problems solved. Yeah, go ahead. Give you the last word, and then we'll go to Frank, Paul, and Dave coming up.
Best search engine, startpage.com. Startpage.com submits your request to Google, but they do it in their name and they block Google. That's the only website in the world, except for ixquick.com, which is their parent, and you can't get them in this country. Startpage.com is by far the best search engine. Nothing is even close.
Huh. Okay, good information. I appreciate the phone call, David.
Thank you.
Startpage.com. Okay, Frank in North Carolina, Paul in New Jersey, Dave in Michigan. We'll get you all. Frank, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Farron. That red string, I've heard a number of people talk about that over the years, that red thing that they wear around their wrist. A lot of the Hollywood people wear that as well. Of course, we know who controls Hollywood, Hollywood, but...
Chi-coms. Yeah, I keep hearing the tip of the spear side.
Yeah. But have you ever seen that picture of all the rabbis around Mao? What people don't understand, including some people in our circles that are hosts on shows and have PhDs, they don't understand that the Jewish influence has been in China for generations. Now, I don't know what the extent of the control is today. Maybe it's on the wane. Maybe there's some type of internal stuff or whatever. But the Jews have ways, the Jew, they have ways of getting into anything, infiltrating it, and exercising control over it. And that's what way too many people don't understand. The thing is, Michael in New York, by the way, I hear through the grapevine that he's fine. He just laying low for whatever reason. You know, if people notice, I'm not calling into shows anymore either. I'm not listening to nearly as many. And I'll be honest with you, I feel better. I'm not listening to shows. I've gotten very discriminating. If I assess that the people are clowns or have turned into clowns and really aren't doing anything serious, they're just there to waste time and hee-haw around, I don't listen anymore, and I don't support them. I have problems. I have issues with Ted Brewer. I think I wish he would keep his religion to himself, but you know, whatever. They put out some pretty good information. I wish his son had his own show, Austin, Ted and Austin. That's who I listen to during the week to get my stuff. And of course, they don't take calls. I still say it's because of my one call that time. I know they have some other excuse why they don't take calls. But anyway, the thing is, they put out a lot of information in about 57 minutes. They don't have any commercials or anything. So I listen to them, and there's 4, 5, 6 times I can listen to them during the day over my phone. I call into these phone numbers, and I can listen for free. The thing about the and I listen to you. I listen to you on Saturday. Sometimes I listen to Rick Adams on Sundays, and I listen to Rents, depending on who he's got on. I've gotten very tired of some of the guests, so I'm becoming more discriminating there. And I'm really not calling in as much anymore. But the thing is, the same people that are pushing that 24-hour gay pride parade are behind the prosecution of that 93-year-old German World War II vet. And they're also the same people that are behind the red flagging of that 84-year-old Korean vet here in America. You know, it's the same thing. The story time, it's all the same people. Nathaniel Kapner was on, I think it was Wednesday night or maybe Thursday night, and I heard him say something, and it made Jeff Frentz a little nervous. He had to give a disclaimer at the end of the show saying the statements or whatever views of the guests or callers are not, you know, necessarily that of the host and the network, blah, blah, blah. But Nathaniel Kapner, I've never heard him say this. He said that the Jews have to be rounded up and purged out of this country because they're going to destroy this country. Jeff's immediate response was they already have. I would agree. The Jew, that doesn't necessarily mean every Jew. Whatever you think, but they've destroyed this country. And they just seem to be having a great time doing it. Fetch, by the way, Dennis Fetcher, who has one of the best shows out there, I listen to him on Saturdays after your show. I miss the first. I sacrifice his first hour. Sometimes I can go back and listen to it. But he's not going to be on today, I don't think, because he was called away on business, and he's out of the country that he's working in on business. But anyway, if anybody's looking for anything really interesting to listen to, go back to the September 25th Wednesday David Duke show with Ryan Dawson. This guy has an amazing, I don't always agree with him on everything, but he has an amazing amount of information, and he dumps it in that 1 hour David Duke thing. He was on this past Wednesday, which was the 16th. He was also on last Wednesday, which was October the 9th. I know he was on September the 25th. So if you want to connect the dots and prove once and for all who is behind all of this, go listen to those. I'll make way. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. John emailed in and said 153news.net. Great website. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Then we got Dave in Michigan. Stay there, Dave. I will get to you. Paul, how you doing? What's on your mind? Thanks for holding.
Well, good. Good, Farron. Thank you. Listen, you know, when people are talking about Trump changing religion, that's a pretty disturbing thing. But, you know, I've assessed Trump as a psychological type, and I do believe he has a high innate IQ, but I don't think he's a well-read individual. I don't think he's read many books. He's not nearly the scholar you and I are, Farron. He clearly seems like an ignoramus on most issues. The very fact that he has to use profanity in front of these, and you know there's kids and teenagers at these rallies of his, is really disgraceful, you know? And to, and to apologize for that, to make that the new norm, is just, you know, part of the ongoing slouching towards Gomorrah, you know, that Robert Bork had warned us about in his book, you know? And that's what he is. He's a cultural Marxist. He's as left as any other of the Antifa people. Trump is exactly that. He is. People have to understand this. He's just a conservative when it comes to his money and conserving money and being a capitalist. But socially, he's for the gay parades. He has done nothing about the trannies. I mean, okay, he might have gotten the trannies out of the military, but again, that would be a typical conservative ways to reduce tax or at least slightly control military spending and to keep, unit coordination and keeping the troops' morale high. But otherwise, he's as left as you get. And look at what, you know, our promoting of the Hong Kong protesters, you know, and even the, this whole push for about the NBA in China, you know, is further inroads and to undermine Chinese conservatism. And the way it really works is people got to understand this. The Chinese might be communists, but socially they are way more conservative than this degenerate nation is. That goes without saying. They don't want the interracial dating. They don't promote that as like the end-all for all the Chinese girls over there, you know. They don't tell them to go run off with the basketball players that we ship over there. Right? They don't put that, they don't really like it when Star Wars has an interracial relationship between a Chinese girl and a black character in that movie. They didn't like that. That's an American cultural Marxist thing. And as I've said about American conservatives, most American conservatives are just trying to conserve the gains from the 60s radicals, you see, because that's their origin. They think, I have to conserve everything I knew when I was a hippie in the 60s. And so that's what the modern conservative is. None of them want to go retro. None of them want to go be what you should be, which is ideally a paleo conservative, and try to conserve, you know, like the way things were before even women's liberation or before the suffragettes of the early 1900s, getting women away from voting and back in the kitchen. Sorry, fellas. But that's the reality. You want to talk about conservatism. And so that's what I'm saying. The Chinese communists are more conservative than we are. So when Donald Trump gets in these fights, and, you know, as I've said, he hasn't delivered for us, you know, Hillary's still free. I'm not just a little cheerleader going along like, yay, he's our man, like, you know, some people on your network think. He's not our man. He hasn't delivered for us. And so because he picks these, like, fights with the Democrats, that doesn't get me on his side. That doesn't impress me, Farron. You know, what impresses me is delivering the red meat. At least throw Hillary in jail. At least do something about the border. At least do something about health care. At least do something about government spending. Because as we know, he's run up the national debt $3 trillion, same rate as Obama.
So, oh, yeah, I agree, Paul. I mean, those are great points. And I've wondered, and I'll get your opinion on this, but I've wondered if he gets reelected in 2020, if he may just turn and be, you know, just be no different than any other Democrat that would be, really throw us under the bus on his way out.
Well, you got to think of somebody who would convert at that age, by the way, to Judaism. Is, if that's true, pretty disturbing, because I'll tell you the truth. Anybody, like, listen, I'll admit it, in my life, I was a Christian, but then I read books on my own, and I didn't change my religion for a piece of tail. You understand me? I didn't, like Ivanka did. I didn't change my religion just to appease the power structure.
What did you say you changed it to, Paul? It blipped out for me right when you said...
Oh, because I became an agnostic. I became disenchanted with Christianity, and I'm no longer Christian. I'm an agnostic.
Okay.
Right. So, but my point is, I didn't do this to appease the power structure or so I can get a job. I did it after my objective intellectual pursuits. And I really have an absolute disdain at anybody who will change their religion, like I said, for a piece of tail, right? Like Glenn Beck did that. He converted to Mormonism just so he can marry a Mormon. I find that despicable. I really do. Especially men converting to the woman's religion. That is even more despicable. And so, yeah. As I've said about Trump, I'm not in his corner, of course, and I almost, you know, like, he's getting in and creating all these conflicts and troubles because he's naive. Didn't he learn anything from Bill Clinton? The one thing Bill Clinton did correctly right off the bat is, and here's a tip for you, Trump, you don't get an honest attorney general. You get somebody you can blackmail who's corrupt, and then you have that person be your pit bull. And that's what Clinton did with Janet Reno. He got a lesbian alcoholic pervert, put her in there, so that way he can blackmail her and get her to do what he wants for his policies. Trump puts these supposedly people like Bob Barr and all the rest, and Hillary's free today, so he's a failure. Anyway, I'll
make music for others. Hey, thank you so much. Dave, coming back with Dave in Michigan, back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on now. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Dave in Michigan, thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, great show, Baron. Frank, I need your help. Frank! I've been wanting to say that for months. every time I hear that commercial, man, it cracks me up. Anyway, Michael in New York I just heard him call the show that comes on after you. I don't know the name of it, but it's they talk about gardening. And I think he just called last week. Might have been the week before, but I have heard him on another show recently. I think last week, pretty sure. But he sounded fine.
He's good. Good. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. To figure all this stuff out, I just tell everybody, all you got to do is ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam and Auntie Semite and Uncle Ben and Auntie Fa. They'll tell you it's not real. It is real. And it's all by design.
Well, that's the first I'd heard of that, put that way.
Well, it kind of makes sense if you think about it. Anyway, there's a lot of craziness going on out there. And, you know, think of Barney Frank and, you know, guys like that and Lindsey Graham. And, you know, that's where all this this Sodom and Gomorrah is coming from. Guys like that. And, you know, I'm a student of Dr. Joel Wallach. And, you know, Alex Jones has been talking about, you know, runoff in the water and the gay frogs and all that. Dr. Wallach has done something like between 38,000 and 42,000 autopsies on animals and people. He sees gay animals. You know, you see deer, male deer with female parts or female deer with racks. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And he's done autopsies on people that they, you know, the gays, the trannies, the, you know, the ones that just are benign. They don't have any relationships with anybody. They have lesions in their brain, on their brains, their birth defects from nutritional deficiencies. So, you know, these lesions are in the area where the brain tells them what gender they're going to be, you know. So I know there's a lot of confusion because they're teaching this stuff now, like the trannies with the beards in the libraries and all that. This is their agenda, but there really are, you know, these people that are really, truly gay, you know, they have lesions on their brain. It is a birth defect because mom was deficient in a nutrient during a certain part of the pregnancy, you know, where that part of the brain is formed. And, you know, Doc reverses over 900 diseases with nutritional protocols. And, you know, birth defects, they can be helped, but they can't be reversed, unfortunately. But a lot of this stuff is being taught to these children. And, you know, that is all by design. So, you know, we really got to... The answer, see, I was against Trump from the beginning. You know, I never really liked him. But you ever listen to Daniel Estulin?
We got music, Dave. We're out of time. Simon in Georgia, sorry we didn't get to you. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for you gold, give them the lead. When they come for you guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.